Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on Daf Nun Amid Beis. We're toward the bottom of the page at the two dots on Daf Nun Amid Beis, about 8-9 lines before the end of the page. We were discussing yesterday, starting with the Mishnah, really, the Minchas Chavitin, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which, as we mentioned, was really a two-part avoda each day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And the Mishnah said that you had to bring in Yisaron Shalem. He had to originally bring in Yisaron Shalem and then split it. Excuse me, and bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. So we are holding at Itmar. First one line is Itmar. Itmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Ketzad Osnosan. How did they do the Chavite Kohen Gadol? What exactly was the procedure of making the Chavite Kohen Gadol? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ofa ve'achar kach mitagna. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says the name Rabbi Yochanan, they would first bake it and then they would fry it. Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, mitagna ve'achar kach ofa. Rabbi Asi says the name Rabbi Chanina, no, the opposite, they would first fry it and then they would bake it. So Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says, I think I'm right, it makes more sense to say that they would bake it first, because the Torah uses a strange lashon when it describes what they would do. It says, Al-Machas Vashem Tasa Merkeves Tiviena Tufeni, Tufine rather, Minchas Pitim. So what's Tufine? Te'afena Na'e. It's a combination of two words, of bake it, Na'e. So therefore, Chiya bar Abba says, it makes sense that first you bake it, and then you are metagin, and then you fry it, because first you bake it, you bake it to be nice. But shas afiyas v'taner, it should still be nice. If you were to fry it first, it wouldn't be nice anymore. If it's already full of oil that it was fried in, it wouldn't be nice anymore by the time that you are baking it. Rav Asi Amar Kavase Didim Istav. Rav Asi says that it's more logical to say like me. So Rav Asi says more logical to say like me that you should fry it first and then bake it, from the same word, tufine teafena na, that it should be, by the time you bake it, it should be na already. So what does na mean? So says Rashi, teafena na bishas afiyas b'tanur tehe na, at the time that it's being baked in the oven, it should already be partially cooked. Na means kimo, just like we have by the Karban Pesach, al tochlu mimenu na, don't eat from it na, kolomar, don't eat from it in such a way where it's partially cooked but not cooked fully. V'hainu tikun, that means don't eat from it when it's fried. I mean, by the Karban Pesach, it shouldn't be partially cooked. Over here, it means don't bake it when it's already partially cooked. So I mean that you should bake it rather when it's partially cooked, when it's already fried. You should be teafena na after it's already partially cooked. That's what na means. So says Gemara Kitanai, it's in fact a machlokas tanaim. Tifune teafena na. Rabbi Yomer teafena na. Rabbi Yossi Yomer teafena rabba. So three shitos in tanaim. A new shita is introduced. Tanakama says teafena na. Rabbi says teafena na. Those are the two shitos we already had. And then Rabbi Yossi adds a third shita. Teafena rabba, you should make it rabba. What does that mean? So Rashi has three shitos of what teafena rabba might mean. Number one, Rashi says, afios harbe, you should bake it multiple times. Ofo, metagen of the ofo, you bake it, you fry it, you bake it again. Lishnach rina, Rashi says, rabba gedola umrukaas, vidaka vizehu noya, v'isla metagen etchila v'achach ofo. That for sure you fry it first and then you bake it, but you just make it in a very large way, you make it very big. Lishnach rina, third possibility, Rashi says, teafena raka sheirachena b'shemen, it should be soft, it should be watered down with oil, b'shemen harbe, v'zeh noya, and that's what makes it beautiful. And therefore you could first fry it and then bake it, and it will be both na and na'a. So Rashi says, Shlashtan Shamati, I heard all three pshatim, so all three are possibilities. Anyway, but that's the shita, whichever one you choose, that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, different than the first two that we had quoted. Islay na'avi, islay na'a. Rabbi Yossi feels that the benefit of his shita of Rabba is that it's both na' and na'a. He feels that he satisfies both potential readings of Tufine, and therefore he's satisfied with his reading. Tananasam, we have a Mishnah. Chavite Kohen Gadol. The Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, Lishasan va'arichasan va'afiyasan bifnim. all of the procedures done with the Chavitei Kohen Gadol were done inside of the Azara. The kneading of the dough, the setting up of the loaves, and the baking of the loaves, they were all done bifnim. The dochos as a Shabbos, and they're all docha Shabbos. You could do them all on Shabbos. So, minani mili, how do I know that there could be docha Shabbos, that you could bake the Chavitei Kohen Gadol on Shabbos? Gemara is going to have four possible answers. Number one, Amrav Huna, Tufine teafena na'e. It has to be very nice. V'yafila me'atmal inshafala. And if you were to bake it from the previous day, so it's going to be blown up with air, it's going to be exposed to the wind, to the air, and it's not going to be as nice. It's only really nice if it's fresh. So therefore, it's no good if it's baked from Erev Shabbos. That's how we know that you could bake it on Shabbos. You don't want to expose it to the elements for a full day. Maskar of Yosef, ema dekavish lebiarka, but maybe there are ways to protect it, put it in a Ziploc bag, or the ancient equivalent of a Ziploc bag of Kavish Lebiarka, wrap it in vegetables or something in a way that it won't be exposed to the air, and therefore will still be fresh and nothing will happen to it. So before we move on to the second possible answer, Brisker Rav points out that the Chorus Pashut, that the din, that you're not supposed to bake the Chavitin from the day before, because if you bake it the day before, it's not going to be quite as nice. The Chorus Pashut, that's not Ma'akev. Meaning it's not going to passel it if it's not quite as nice. Because nice is a sliding scale, obviously. It's not something where there's a clearly defined nice and not nice. So l'chora, that would not be ma'akev. Yet, the halacha that you need in afiyah na'eh, the other halacha of afiyah na'eh, that you should bake it first and then fry it, l'chora, the seder hadvarim, how you should do it, that it should be baked and then fried because it's supposed to be in afiyah na'eh, l'chora, that is ma'akev. So Briskrov wonders, well, if they're both learned from the same word, they both learned from na'a, they both have to be nice, and one din of being nice is that it shouldn't be yesterday's bread, and the other din of being nice is that the order of doing it, that you bake it, then fry it, so, well, why is one ma'akev and one not ma'akev? So the Briskrov is a phenomenal chiddush. Briskrov suggests that the soda machlokas about the order of the afia and the tigun, whether you first bake it and then fry it, or first fry it and then bake it, really is not about it's really not about those how to read the word tufine. Rather, it's about how to read the word revucha. The pasuk says al machos b'shemen taseh morbeches tiviena tufine minchas pitim. So what does it mean to be morbeches? What does it mean that it should be that it should be revucha? That's what they're really arguing about, that the minchas chavitin has to be merubeches to Vienna. So if revucha is by first baking it and then being mitagen, or is it by first being mitagen and then baking? But everyone just in the lashon of the Gemara, they just bring the na'a part as a siyua, but it's not really the primary source of the limud. That's the chiddush of the Brisker Rav, that what the Gemara suggests as what Gemara explicitly says as the source of the limud is not the real source of the limud. And what motivates the Brisker Rav to say that, other than that kasha of which is it? Is not a din liyikuva, or is it not a din liyikuva? He also benefits with this pshat to understand the Rambam. The Rambam Maaser Kabanos Perek Tes Halach Yutes quotes this halacha that you should bake it first a little bit and then fry it. And he mentions that you don't only do this by the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, also by the Afias Lach Metoda, by the baking of the Lach Metoda, you do the same thing. You also have this din of baking first and then frying. But the obvious kasha on the Rambam is that if it's learnt out from the word Na'a, from Na'a, that it has to be Na'a, so then it doesn't say that by the Lach Metoda. By the Lach Metoda, never says Na'a or Na'a. So how does the Rambam know that this din, which ostensibly our Gemara is learning from Na'a, Na'a, is going to apply to the Lach Metoda? So says the Brisker Rav, because by the Lach Metoda it says Solas Merubachas. So it's Merubachas that we learn it from, and that's the real source. So that's why the Rambam knows to apply it to Lach Metoda as well. One other point on this answer. Again, this first answer is that the reason it's Docha Shabbos is because if you were to bake it yesterday, if you were bake it the day before Shabbos, it's not going to be as nice anymore on Shabbos. That goes Maimonios in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. Perek Vav Os Zayin writes that if it's not nice when something is baked the previous day, so it's roy to be makbid to bake matzahs right before you eat them. And therefore, on the second night of Pesach, first day of Pesach, so he has a whole discussion. Should you bake the special matzahs mitzvah after Chatzos and Erev Pesach? Major discussion, right? Ramah quotes the Minhag. We're not going to get into that discussion now. But on the second night of Pesach, he says, before you start your Seder, bake matzahs. Bake matzahs at night, not during the daytime. That would be achana for the next night, but you don't want to have day-old matzahs. Some of the matzahs we have are, who knows how old, from last year already. But you don't want to have day-old matzahs. You want them to still be fresh and still be good. That's what the Gos Maimonides is mechadesh, that there's such a hakpada that makes sense. Tarat Mima says, no, fakert, that hakpada makes no sense. In Perek Vav, in Vayikra, the Tarat Mima says, no, that the din by a korban is that a korban is supposed to be nice. By matzah, the whole din is a din of lechem oni. The whole idea is that it's not supposed to be the nicest, best bread in the world. It's supposed to be a lechem oni. So whatever benefit you have of making it na'ah doesn't apply to matzah. That only applies by the korban. Okay, Vaiter. So says Gemara. Okay, so we're looking for sources. How do we know that you're allowed to do all the baking and everything of the chavite kohen gadol even on Shabbos? So our first source was we thought that that's the only way to make it na'ah. But the Gemara says that's not a good answer because you could put it in a Ziploc bag. So number two, Deber Rabbi Shmuel Tana Teaseh Afilu B'Shabbos Teaseh Afilu B'Tum Gzeres Hakasuv. Pasuk says Teaseh, so we darshan Teaseh means no matter what, even if it's Shabbos, even if it's B'Tuma, you could always do it. So good. So that's the Debei Rabbi Shmuel. One more point I forgot to mention. The Mikdash David points out that you could prove from our Gemara that even though the Torah is matir, being Mechal Shabbos, in order to bring Karbanos that are Kavu Lehem Zman, that have a set time, from the fact that Rav Yosef comes up with another way to keep it fresh by saying, oh, you could have done this, you could have made it yesterday and still kept it fresh without being Mechal Shabbos, you see that even though you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in Avodah, you still try to avoid it. That it's not just completely hutra, where we have no effort made to avoid the Chil Shabbos at all. But says Mikdash David, the problem is that there are many places where it's mutzah to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be makrav karbanos, and you don't have to make any sort of effort in order to avoid Chil Shabbos. For instance, we shecht karbanos on Shabbos, and we don't say that make sure you have shnayim shochtim b'zmanah, they have two people holding the knife together and being shochet. The Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says Amr Rabchia Bar Gamda Nizukam Pichabur VaAmru BaAsosa Yochid Shasa Chayiv Shnayim Shasu Pturin. That if you have two people doing a melacha at the same time together, then it's not going to be a melacha d'oraisa. It's going to be pater. So why don't we insist that when you do the shechita of karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash in order to avoid Chil Shabbos, great idea. Have Shnayim, have two people do it. Well, often when Atzala guys are going out on a call, they'll live unless time is really of the essence, they'll have both of them hold the key at the same time and turn the ignition, because they know this din, that you try to minimize the Chil Shabbos as much as possible. So which is it, asks the Mikdash David? On the one hand, the Gemara, it's a clear in our Gemara that we're making every effort to try to minimize the Chil Shabbos. On the other hand, when it comes to Shechita, we don't make any such efforts. So the Mikdash David says that perhaps it could be mechalik between Machshirei Karban and the Hakrava of the Karbanat. Even though in regards to bringing the carbon itself, it's completely hutra, and we make no effort to avoid Chil Shabbos, but when it comes to machshirei carbon, like the baking of the chavitin and the kneading of the chavitin, so that we do try to make whatever effort we can in order to avoid Chil Shabbos. In fact, this idea comes up when we talk about the chavite kohen gadol. They need to be revucha, which means that it has to be boiled in boiling water after it's baked. So some mafarshim say that's what revucha means. That it has to be totally boiled in water. So some say it means in shemen, whatever it is. But the Aruch Sameach says whatever you're boiling it in, make sure that you don't warm that up on Shabbos. That it's already boiled, that water is already boiled up, or that oil is already boiled up, l'tzorach mitzvahs revucha, on Erev Shabbos, because it's something that could be done on Erev Shabbos, you should make sure it's done on Erev Shabbos. So you see that even though that you're allowed to do the avoda itself on Shabbos, but still the Arsamech suggests that any machshirei avoda based on our Gemara that could be done on Erev Shabbos should be done on Erev Shabbos. Arsamech compares it to Mila. He says by Mila we find that even though the Mila itself is Muteres b'Shabbos, you're not supposed to heat up water on Shabbos because you could have done that on Erev Shabbos for the sake of the Mila. So that's the suggestion of the Arsamech. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So suggestion number three now of how do I know that it's that the Chavite Kohen Gadol are Docha Shabbos? Abai Yomar Omar Kras Solas Mincha Tamid. Pasuk says Solas Mincha Tamid, which means Harehi Keminchas Tamidin. It should be just like the Minchas Tamidin, and the Minchas Tamidin are obviously Docha Shabbos. Everything about the Tamid is Docha Shabbos. Rava Omar, source number four, final possibility of how we know that you're allowed to do the Chavite Kohen Gadol on Shabbos. Al machavas melamed shetu una kli, that teaches you that it needs to be done in a kli shares. The afilo me'etmal ifsale belina. Well, if you're makadiship a kli shares and you bake it the previous day, then it's going to be possible belina by leaving it overnight. Since it's to una kli, we know that it needs to be put in a kli shares. So it's you're obviously being makadiship a kli, and that's what's going to subject it to psalina. That's Rava's answer. So some of the achronim ask, wait a second, the Rishonim already asked, that even though we learn from here al machvas that it needs a kli shares, but how do I know you need to be mekadesh it in a kli shares? Meaning there is a possibility, there is a shita that and we discussed this earlier in the Masecht and Daf Zayin, that in order to be mekadesh be kli shares, you need das to be mekadesh. So says Shita Mekvesas, I have a better idea. Why don't you put it in the kli shares, but don't have das to be mekadesh it, and then it becomes saying kli shares mekadesh. And then it won't become kaddish, it won't be subject to the psalina. You could avoid the whole problem. So the Shita Mekubetzes in Os Chavches answers that when the Torah says al machvas, it's being mechadesh, that in this case even shalom midas, the mincha is miskadesh, even without das it's going to become kadosh. Also he says if it's not mekadesh, why would the Torah insist you put it in a kli shares? Obviously the Torah is insisting that you be mekadesh in a kli shares, meaning it's true, you could generally put something in a kli shares with intent not to be mekadesh it, but if the Torah is insisting that this must go in a kli shares, probably the Torah is insisting that you be mekadesh in the kli shares, and that you don't do an end around to avoid the entire kedusha. The Karen Ora has a different take. Karen Ora says the whole machlokas where the kli shares is mekadesh midas or shalom midas is only by a kli shares where the placement in the kli shares is what's mekadesh. That's where we say, okay, just to put it in the kli, if that's the whole thing you're doing, so then maybe you need das also. But by a kli shares where you do something with it, you don't just place it in there like an oven where you bake the korban mincha, a machvas where you fry the chavitin, anything that you do something that it involves not just placing it in the kli shares but doing something, then everyone would be modest, says the Karen Ora, that you don't need das, then it's automatic that it's going to become kaddush, and therefore Rava makes a lot of sense that al machvas tells me that it has to already be kaddush be kli shares, and therefore it's going to be pasul be lina. Mikdash David says a different possibility of why it has to be kadosh b'kli shares is that machvas are different than other kli shares. He suggests any kli shares that doesn't have a base kibble like a machvas is going to be mekadesh even shalomidas, like a sakin, the sakin shel shchita, that it's mekadesh even shalomidas. So he suggests the machvas also is mekadesh even shalomidas. But be that as it may, these are the four possibilities, the four explanations of how we know that the chavite kohen gadol are docha shabbos. So says the Gemara now, says Gemara Tanya Kavase de Rava. We have a Brisa that supports Rava. Now, we're going to get the Raya to Rava within the first three lines of the Brisa. Brisa takes up half the page. The discussion of the Brisa takes up the rest of the page. But the Raya for Rava is gotten out of the way pretty quickly. Tanya Kavase de Rava, al machvas, melamed shetu una kli. That tells you that it's tu una kli, that you need to put it in a kli shares. There you have it. B'shemen, l'hosif l'shemen. And then the Braisa continues. B'shemen teaches that you need to add oil. But v'ni yodea kama. We don't know how much oil to add. It doesn't say how much. So hareini done. So we try to figure it out from other karbanos where we know that there's a requirement of oil. Nemar kan shemen. It says by the chavite kohen gadol shemen. V'nemar la'lan b'minchas nesachim shemen. It also says by minchas nesachim shemen. Ma'la'lan shloshes lugin li'saron. Just like by the minchas nesachim, it's three lug of shemen for each yisaron of flour. Afkan shloshes lugin li'saron. So maybe over here by the chavite kohen gadol, it should be three lug of shemen for any sarin of flour. Oh, kalech l'derech zu. Nemar kan shemen, v'nemar minchas nedava shemen. Or maybe we go in the opposite direction, that it says shemen over here by the chavite kohen gadol, and it says shemen by minchas nedava. Ma lahalan lug echad, just like by minchas nedava, it's one lug. Afkan lug echad, so over here also it should be one lug. So says Gemara, which one should we learn it from? Should we learn it from Minchas Nedava or from Minchas Nesachim? Minchas Nedava would be one lug. Minchas Nesachim would be three lugin. So which one should we compare the Chavite Kohen Gadol to? So Nira Lemi Dome. Let's see which one it's more similar to. So Danin Tavshat Mi Tavshat. In the side it takes out the base. Tashat Mi Tashat. We learn the three things that it has in common with the Minchas Nesachim are Tafshin test, namely Tadir, it's brought constantly every day. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is brought every day. The Minchas Nesachim is brought every day. Docha Shabbos, they're both Docha Shabbos, and Docha Tuma, they're both Docha Tuma. Ve'ein Danin Tashat, Misha'ino Tashat. Don't learn that from Minchas Nedava, where none of those things are true of a Minchas Nedava. It's not Tadir, it's not Docha Shabbos, it's not Docha Tuma. So therefore, you should learn it from the Minchas Nesachim. It should be three look. Or maybe you should go in the opposite direction and learn from the Minchas Nedava and not from the Minchas Nesachim. Why? Danin Yagel Mi Yagel. Again, on the side, they take out the extra yod. Yagel Mi Yagel. You learn out the three things it has in common with the Minchas Nedava. What are the three things it has in common with the Minchas Nedava? Yachid. Number one, that it's brought by an individual, which we discussed yesterday, whether that's in fact what that means exactly, to what extent do we view the Chavite Kohen Gadol as a carbon yachid, and to what extent do we view it as a carbon sibur. But over here the Gemara says explicitly, on some level at least, that it's a yachid, at least the yachid is the one who brings it, it's the Kohen Gadol is the one who brings it, just like a Minchas Nedava. Biglal Atzma, it's brought by itself, not together with any other animals, any animal carbonos, and Lavona, and it's brought with Lavona. So you shouldn't learn out the Chavite Kohen Gadol from things that don't have those three defining characteristics, namely from the Minchas Nesachim. So we're stuck over here. On the one hand, it seems that it's more similar to the Minchas Nesachim in Tashat. On the other hand, it seems that it's more similar to the Minchas Nedava in Yagel. So Bishmal Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer Solas Mincha Tamid. That the pasuk says solas mincha tamid, so it should be like minchas tamidin. Ma minchas tamidin gimel lugin lisaron, avzu gimel lugin lisaron. That just like the minchas tamidin is three lug for nisaron, so too over here it should be three lug for nisaron. That should solve the problem. Reb Shimon Omer riba kan shemen riba b'minchas kvasim shemen. Reb Shimon says no, it says shemen over here, and it says by minchas kvasim shemen. Ma lalan shloshes lugin lisaron afkan. So maybe we should say like that it should be three lugin lisaron, just like Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Riochem and Broka said. Or maybe you can go in the opposite direction. Riba kan shemen, riba bim minchas parim vayolim shemen. It says shemen over here, and it says shemen by minchas parim vayolim. Malalan shnei lugin lisaron. So now we have a third possibility, that over there it's shnei lugin lisaron. So afkan shnei lugin lisaron. So that's this week's parsha, by the way. She points out, Minchas Nischei Parim Vayolim, not this week's Parsha, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Parsha Shlach. Rav Shecht is coming Parsha Shlach, so Shlach has been on my mind. So we just booked him. B'Minchas Nischei Parim Vayolim, that doesn't count, that's a Dafyomi coincidence. B'Minchas Nischei Parim Vayolim, Rashi says, Beis Lugin Le'isarim Dechsev, B'Parsha Shlach Lecha, V'Ikriv Al Ben HaBakar, it says in Parsha Shlach, V'Ikriv Al Ben HaBakar, Sola Shlosha Esorna Balu B'Shem L'Chatzi Yahin, Dainu Vav Lugin, Shtayim Le'isarim, right? Vav Lug, two for each Isarim. So maybe over here also, also we should say Shnei Lugim Yisaron, so near Lemidome. So now let's see which one of those it's more comparable to. Dan in Mincha Abba Yisaron, Min Mincha Abba Yisaron. Should we say that we learn a Mincha that's Babi Yisaron from Mincha that's Babi Yisaron, then Dan in Mincha Abba Yisaron, Min Mincha Abba Beis V'Gimel Asronim, but don't learn from the Parmen Ayalim, which is brought with Beis V'Gimel Asronim. So says Gemara, wait a second. Okay, that's all the Brisa. Haguf Akasha, wait a second. We have an inherent stira. Amr B'Shemen, the Hosef L'Shemen. First we said B'Shemen comes to add extra Shemen. That's how this whole discussion started out, right? We said it needs, first we said Tuna Kli. That's why we quoted the Brisa in the first place. That was the Raya Tarava. Then we got into this whole discussion of how much oil do you add to it. So we said, oh, Pasuk says B'Shemen. That's to teach me to add Shemen. And then the whole rest of the Brisa was saying, well, what does that mean we should add Shemen? Should it be exactly like this carbon or exactly like that carbon? What do you mean? Why would you compare it exactly to another carbon and ask Kashas, but this one has these characteristics, this one has that characteristics. We said that it should be added extra Shemen. So how can you ask any Kashas that it's not exactly like something else? No, it's supposed to be added extra Shemen. So the Gemara says, that three possible answers to how to read the Brisa. Number one, Amar Abaye Man Tana B'Shemen LaHosif Rabbi Shimon Hi Obedina Man Kamad Rabbi Shmuel Tzmachlokas in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says B'Shemen is LaHosif B'Shemen, and he's the one that says at the end Riba Kan Shemen. So Rabbi Shimon is we don't ask any of these kashas that Neilith Mimilchus Nedav etc. because he just says Riba Kan Shemen, and Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says O Kalech. He's the one that says maybe we should compare it to this, maybe we should compare it to that. He's the one that's involved in all the analysis. Answer number two, Rav Huna Rabbi Yehoshua Amar, Kula Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokei. The whole Brisa is really Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokei. V'achi Kamar, and this is how it reads. B'Shemen lohosif l'Shemen. B'Shemen teaches me to be Mosif Shemen. D'i l'kvoa Shemen lo tzarech. Because if it was just to be kaveh shemen, then you wouldn't need any extra pasuk, because we'd be able to learn it out that it's like a minchas machvas. Or maybe you should say no, it's lekvol shemen. And he's just going through the different possibilities in his head as we go through the brisa. No, maybe I would have thought that it should be like the minchas chotei. Hadar amar tavinami lekvol Hashem v'teisim medina v'dandina v'lo asile. So then he says, no, it could even be l'kval Hashem, and then we learn out from a kavul chomer. Va'atzukakra, and then we said, no, that you can't learn out from any kavul chomer. Va'atzukakra solus minchatamid k'dimisayim Rabbi Shmuel milsei. And then Rabbi Shmuel finally arrives at the conclusion is what we have at the very end of the brisa, where Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan Baroka thinks that it has to be. That it has to be Shloshes Lugin the Yisaron. Is that Rabbi Shmuel? Gimel Lugin the Yisaron. I think that was Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah, that's where he says from Solus Mincha Tamid that it should be Kiminchas Tamidin, that it should be three Lugin the Yisaron. Third possibility of how to understand the Brisa. So again, first possibility was that the Brisa reflects two Shitos that are arguing with each other. Second possibility is it's all Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka, and it's just taking you inside his head as he's analyzing the need for all the words in the Pasuk. Third possibility is very similar to the second one, except it's from the other perspective. Rabba Amar Kula Rabbi Shimon. It's all Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka. V'ilu lo ne'emar kamar. And he's saying, had the Torah not said an extra word, v'achi kamar, b'shemen l'hosif l'shemen, b'shemen comes to be mosif shemen, di'i l'kvoa l'shemen lo tzarech, because l'kvoa l'shemen you wouldn't have needed a pasuk, given to chsiv ba, al machvas, k'machvas damya, va'ad shlo yomar b'shemen, yesh li b'din, v'don dina lo asile v'aschom b'shemen, again, takes us through the whole process of what we learned from the other karbanos mincha, hadar amar tavi k'minchas parim v'ayalim, and then he finally says it should be like the Minchas Parim Vayalim, Hadramar Dan in Mincha Haba Yisaron. And then he says, no, we learn Mincha Haba Yisaron from Mincha Haba Yisaron, not from one that comes with several Yisronos, like the Parim and Ayalim of Parsha Shalach. Fine. So that is the three ways to understand the Brisa. But again, that entire Brisa was quoted here just to bring a raya to Rava that it's that the Chavite Kohen Gadol are Docha Shabbos based on the fact that it needs to be in a Klei Shares, needs to be put in a Kli, and if it's going to be put in a Kli, it's going to be Psolina if you do it on Erev Shabbos and leave it over till Shabbos. So that was the whole point of bringing the Brisa. We just got into this whole side discussion of how much oil. Fine. Now we go back to discussions of Chavite Kohen Gadol from continuing off of what we discussed in the last Mishnah of what happens when the Kohen Gadol dies. So in the last Mishnah we learned yesterday is that if the Kohen Gadol brings the chatzi, half of the chavitin in the morning, like he's supposed to, and then he dies, so we appoint another Kohen Gadol taktav, and that Kohen Gadol has to bring a yisarun shalem yibeso, half of it which he brings, the other half which is going to get burnt. But that's very quick. To be able to appoint another Kohen Gadol, Mamish Baba Yom, is not always going to happen. It's not always so feasible that you immediately have a replacement, Mamish, right then and there. So our Mishnah discusses, what if you don't have a replacement right then and there? Lo minu Kohen Acher Tachtav Mishal Mihay Sakreva. What if they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol right then and that day? So where would the second half of the Chavita Kohen Gadol come from? So Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon says it has to come from communal funds. Rabbi Yudah Omer Mishal Yarsh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the responsibility of the Yarshim of that Kohen Gadol. Ushleima Haisakreva, but that one will be brought Shalem. Says Rashi, Isarun Shalem Baboker, Visarun Ben Arbayim, Kolzmanshi, Kreva Mishal Tzibur. So long as it's being brought Mishal Tzibur, it has to be in Isarun Shalem. It shouldn't be split, it should be brought Shalem. That's the unique din, Dafka, when there is no Kohen Gadol. Now, this din that it's brought Mishal Yarshim, the Or Sameach in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Minchas Chavitin is sometimes like a Korban Yachid. If the Kohen Gadol brings it Mibeso, it has a din of a Korban Yachid, and sometimes it has a din of a Korban Sibur. Meaning that's what Rabbi Shimon's telling me over here, that the Minchas Chavitin, remember this big discussion, how do we view the Minchas Chavitin? Is it a Korban Yachid or is it a Korban Tzibur? Says the Or Sameach, Rabbi Shimon is telling you that sometimes it's a Korban, most of the time it's Korban Yachid, where the Kohen Gadol is maybe Mibeso, but when there's no Kohen Gadol, it takes on the status of a Korban Tzibur. If he died and they don't have another Kohen in his place. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it always has a din of Korban Yachid. That's what the Or Sameach says. You see clear from the Mishnah, this is the source, and it always has a din of a Korban Yachid. Even when the Kohen Gadol dies, you need a Yachid to bring it. But Rabbi Chaim understands differently. He understands that everyone's moda, that the Minchas Chavitin really is a Korban Yachid, and is always really a Korban Yachid. Over here, the discussion is whose money is going to pay for bringing it. But the Chiyuv is definitely the Chiyuv on the Yachid. It's just a question of who has to pay for it. Fine. So this serves as the source for that, as a major source in that discussion. Rabbi Yehuda over here says that you bring it Michel Yarshin. There is a Rambam where the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tvinim Safin Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Beis Mevi'in a Yarshin Isarun Shalem Avur Kaparaso. The Yarshim bring in Isarun Shalem for the Kapara, for his Kapara. That they're bringing it apparently for the Kapara of the Kohen Gadol who died. What in the world does that mean? Why is it a Kapara for the Kohen Gadol who died? So Mikdash David explains, they have to say that whenever they appoint a Kohen Gadol, part of the deal is, as becoming the Kohen Gadol, you are now responsible for all the Chavite Kohen Gadol until the next Kohen Gadol is appointed. Not until your death, but until the next Kohen Gadol is appointed. And therefore, if that Kohen Gadol dies, and there is not yet another Kohen Gadol, it's still the responsibility of the dead Kohen Gadol. And that's what it means. It's kaparaso. It's his kapara, in the sense that it's his responsibility to bring the Minchas Chavitin. That's how the Mikdash David understands. In the Biur Yadav Ovir, he quotes a Zecher Yitzchak. I'm not sure who that is. Zecher Yitzchak writes that the Kohen Gadol is not chayiv at the moment that you appoint him to bring all the Chavite Kohen Gadol forever. No. It's a brand new chayiv each day. Every day that he wakes up that he's the Kohen Gadol, he has a chayiv to bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol of that day. And therefore, as soon as that day passes and they still don't have another Kohen Gadol, it's no longer the old Kohen Gadol's responsibility. When the Rambam says that they bring it avor kaparaso, it only means if he dies in the middle of the day and you're finishing off the rest of that day's chavita Kohen Gadol. But if they still haven't appointed another Kohen Gadol by the next morning, then it's not avor kaparaso anymore. Then it's not on the cheshbin of the old Kohen Gadol. That's the difference between the Mikdash David and the Zecher Yitzchak. Mikdash David seems to understand that indefinitely, until there's another Kohen Gadol, it's the dead Kohen Gadol's responsibility. Whereas the Zecher Yitzchak says, no, each day it's a new Chiyuv. The Rambam was only talking about on that day that he died, it's still the old Kohen Gadol's responsibility. Fine. And Rabbi Yehuda said that it's brought Mishal Yarshim. Svasemis isn't sure. Does that mean only a son or Yarshim? Any Yarshim? Let's say he has a daughter. Let's say he doesn't have any children. He only has brothers. So he's not sure. He raises the suffix if the Yoresh has a chiyuv to bring the chavitin, or only the ben has a chiyuv to bring the chavitin. Chaznish suggests that only if he has a ben that's ra'i to be the Kohen Gadol, to be Omei Tachtov, to take his place, then the Chovas HaChavitin is on that son. But if he doesn't leave a ben Zachar, he only has a daughter, or he leaves a ben Chalal that's not kosher to be the Kohen Gadol, then the Chovas HaChavitin immediately transfers to the Tzibur. So the term Yarshin in the Mishnah, according to the Chaznish, is Lav Davka. The Mikdash David says that if he leaves a daughter, then the other Kohanim have to bring the Chavitin. Again, not the daughter's responsibility. However, Minchas Chinuch points out the lashon of Yarshin is mashma, not only banim that have to bring the chavitin, any Yarshim, even if he only has daughters, even if he only has brothers. The daughters, the brothers, whoever is going to have to bring the chavitin. It's a dinin Yarshim. It's not a dinin ben. So from the mission, it sounds like Minchas Chinuch should be correct that it's a dinin Yarshim, any Yoresh, not a ben or anything. But says the Gemara, let's see the Gemara now. Tan Rabbanan Kohen Gadol Shemes V'lo Minu Kohen Achatachta Minayin Shetemin Chasal Kreva Mishal Yarshin. How do I know that if the Kohen Gadol dies and they don't appoint another Kohen Gadol to take over for him, how do I know that you bring his Karban Mincha Mishal Yarshin, like Rabbi Yehuda says? Tamal Omer V'Kohen Mashiach Tachtav Mi Banav Ya'aseh Osa. The Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mi Banav should do it. So it sounds from the Gemara that the Limud is about Tachtav Mi Banav. That's where you see the Chazanish gets the idea that it has to be someone who's ra'i to take his place. Someone who can step in, who can be Tachtav, who can take his place. Minchas Chinuch says, no, it doesn't really mean that. It just means Yarshim in general. We're learning from Tachtav Mi Banav. Yeah, Dibur Behove. The Pasuk is speaking with the most common case. Most commonly, when a Kohen Gadol dies, so yeah, has a son who's ready to take his place. Yachl Yakri Venachatzain. So I might think, okay, great. He has a son. That son, let's say, is going to bring the Minchas Chavitin. He should do it just like Dad would have done it. He should bring it Lechatzain. He should split it in half and not bring it Shalem. Tamalomar Osa. Kula v'lo chetzia, diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we learn from the word osa, that it has to be kula v'lo chetzia, that it has to be brought in its entirety, not split in half. Rabbi Shimon Omar, chak olam mishal olam. Rabbi Shimon says, we learn from chak olam, that it has to be brought mishal olam, meaning, not mishal yarshin, but rather, from the velt. Where do you get the money? You get the money from the velt, meaning from the tzibur. You get the money from the tzibur. Kalil tiktar shetei kula baktara. We learn from there that it has to be entirely burnt. As Rashi says over here, shetei kula baktara, shelo ya'ase mimena shirayim la'achila. Don't leave any part of it over to be eaten. Lishna achrina, shiaktiru shleima v'lo chatzain. Others say that no, kula baktara means that you burn it in its entirety as opposed to splitting it into two. Kalzman shehi kareva mishal tzibur debishleima lo pligi rabbi shimon mipiamara. That's Rashi mipiamara, that when it comes to Shlema, when it comes to the idea that it has to be brought Shalem, that everyone agrees, that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree to. Meaning, if in the Mishnah, it wasn't so clear. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says Mishal Tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Yarshin, Vishleim HaHisakreva. So is that Vishleim HaHisakreva only Rabbi Yehuda? Or is that Vishleim HaHisakreva something that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree to, that when the original Kohen Gadol is not bringing it, then it's Shalem? So that's these two Lashonos in Rashi. One Lashon Rashi says, no, it's only the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and Kula Baktara just means that you don't leave over Shirayim LaAchila. The other Lashon Rashi is, no, Shlema is a din, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's what Kula Baktara means, even within Rabbi Shimon. So, V'haya Koyin HaMashiach L'Achi Udasa, wait a second, is that what HaKoyin HaMashiach is really coming to teach me? Hami Bayli L'Chadetanya, we already need the Pasuk of HaKoyin HaMashiach Tachtav Mi Banav to teach me something else, teach me something that we learn in a different Braisa. It can't be coming to teach me that it's brought Mishal Yarshin, because we have the following Braisa. Zer Karban Aron Ubanav Asher Yakriv L'Hashem B'yomi Mashach L'So. Yachli Yu Aron Ubanav Makriv in Karban Echad, I may think Aaron Ubanav bring the same Karban on the day that they have a Mashiach, on the day that they're anointed. Tamalom Rashi Arkrivu LaHashem. Aaron b'fnei atzmo, Ubanav b'fnei atzmo. We learn from there that each one brings a separate carbon for their chinuch, and from that day on, the Kohen Gadol brings his own separate carbon. Banav elu kwanim hediotos, ata omer kwanim hediotos, elu kwanim gedolim. Well, wait a second. Banav, what does banav mean? Does banav mean future kwanim gedolim that are the children of Aaron? Or is it a reference to kohen hediotos? Kshu omer va kohen mashiach tachtav mi banav, hari kohen gadol amur. Once it says a kohen mashiach tachtav mi banav, it already covers a kohen gadol. Hamani mekayim banav, elu kwanim hediotos. So what do I do with the word banav? That's to teach me kohanim hediotos, that the kohen hediot is nischanich lavoda. On that day, he brings an isaron. Fine. So we learn that the din of a kohen hediot, of the chinuch of a kohen hediot. But bottom line is, what do we see in the context of this brisa in sorting out what the kohen gadol brings and what the kohen hediot brings in his chinuch lavoda? We already use this pasuk of kohen mashiach tachtav mi banav yaselsa. Therefore, the pasuk should not be free to teach me that when the kohen gadol dies, that the yarshim bring the minchas chavitin. Pasuk is already being used. So how is Rabbi Yehuda going to learn his din that it's Mishal Yarshin? You can't learn it from this pasuk. So says Gemara, yes, you can. In Kain Lichtov Kra Hakoin HaMashiach Tachtav Banav Yaaseh. The pasuk should have said Hakoin HaMashiach Tachtav Banav Yaaseh. My mi banav sham minatarti. So it must be that there are multiple drushas that can be derived from here. Fine. Rabbi Shimon, hai osa mai avadai. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the word osa? Meaning, if Rabbi Shimon is not going to, that's where Rabbi Yehuda learned that it's not brought lechatzayin. So where does Rabbi Shimon know osa? So again, we have two possibilities of Rashi, of whether Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not brought lechatzayin. So either we're saying Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of it, he doesn't hold that it's not brought lechatzayin, so what does he do with osa? Or Rabbi Shimon had a different pasuk, kalil tiktar, to teach me that it's not brought lechatzayin. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with osa? But either way, Rabbi Shimon doesn't need osa to teach me that it's not brought lechatzayin. So what does he need osa for? So mibayle the kohen gadol shemesu minu acher tachtav. It's needed to teach me the din of a kohen gadol who dies, and they appoint another kohen gadol in his place. Shol yavi chatzi yisaron mibeisav lo chatzi yisaron shol rishon. That kohen gadol should not bring a chatzi yisaron mibeiso, nor the other chatzi yisaron of the first guy. V'tepikle min umachatzisa. Why don't we learn it from umachatzisa? Vav lo dar. We don't darsh an extra vav in umach tzisa. That's what Rabbi Shimon would hold, and therefore Rabbi Shimon needs osa to tell me the din in yesterday's Mishnah. That when the Kohen Gadol dies, the new Kohen Gadol has to bring an isaron shalom mibeso. He's only going to actually be makar of half of it, the other half is going to get burnt, but mibeso he has to bring an isaron shalom. Rabbi Yehuda haichak olam mai avadai. Rabbi Shimon darsh in the words chak olam, right? That it's mishal olam, that it's brought mishal tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not brought mishal tzibur. So what does he do with chak olam? It's not brought Mishal Tzibur. What are those words for? So chuka li olam tehei. It's there to teach me that this is a mitzvah that's noig l'daros. That this is a chuka li olam. That it's not just a one-time thing. Kalil tiktar lamali. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with kalil tiktar? Rabbi Shimon learned from kalil tiktar. Again, 2 days in Rashi. Either that you don't make shirayim out of it, or that it's brought shalim, that it's brought in yisaron shalim. But Rabbi Yehuda already knows yisaron shalim from Asa. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with kalil tiktar? So mibay leilich haditanya. We should make a chart of the drashas over here. Mibay leilich haditanya. So we learn he uses it for the following brisa. Ein li el elyona minchas kohen gadol bekalil tiktar v'tachtona minchas kohen hediot below tochal minayin litein esamr shal zeb zeb esamr shal zeb. Meaning there's one din specified by the Minchas Kohen Gadol and another din specified by the Minchas Kohen Hediot. How do I know to apply the din of the Minchas Kohen Gadol to the Minchas Kohen Hediot and vice versa, that both of them should be Kalil Ba'Aktara, and that if you eat from either one of them, you're over Belav. It's not just a din by the Minchas Kohen Hediot not to eat from it. Both have these dinim. Tamalamer Kalil Kalil Gzereshava. That's what Kalil is there for Gzereshava. Nemer Kan Kalil, Nemer Lalan Kalil. Ma Kan Kalil Tiktar, Afkan Kalil Tiktar, Umalalan Litin Los Seel Achilaso, Afkan Litin Los Seel Achilaso. By both Minchas Kohen Gadol and the Minchas Kohen Hediot, it has to be completely burnt, and also by both of them, it has to be that there's an iser to eat from it. V'sav Rabbi Shimon Mishal Tzibur D'Oraisa. Wait a second. Says the Gemara, does Rabbi Shimon really hold that it's a din d'Oraisa that when the Kohen Gadol dies, that it's brought brought Mishal Tzibur, that the Chavita Kohen Gadol is brought Mishal Tzibur, Vatanan, we have a Mishnah that Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Beis Din, that there are seven takanos that Beis Din made. Vizeh Echad Mehen. And well, let's go through some of them. Avik Chav Shalach Alasam Imdina Sayam, Shalach Iman Esachim Krev Mishalau. That when a guy sends a Karmen Olah from Medina Siyam, and he sends the Nesachim along with it, so we take his Nesachim, we bring those. Vimlav Krev Mishal Tzibur. If he doesn't take Nesachim, Takonet the Rabbanon, Takonet is Beis Din, that the Tzibur pays for it. Fine, that has nothing to do with us. Vechem Gersha Meis Vinyak Zvachim, Yeshon Nesachim Krev Mishalau. Ger dies, and he left Karbanos over, and he left Nesachim over in his property, so you bring from his Nesachim. Vimlav Krev Mishal Tzibur. If he didn't leave Nesachim over, gotta bring the Karbanos, so you bring the Nesachim Mishal Tzibur. Fine, also nothing to do with us. Utanai Beis Din, who this is the one that has something to do with us. Again, this is a Tanai Beis Din, Kohen Gadol, Shemes, Vlaminu, Kohen Acher, Tachtov, Shetei Minchaso, Krev, Mishal Tzibur. Then if Kohen Gadol dies, he doesn't leave another Kohen, they don't appoint another Kohen in his place, that the Mincha is brought, Mishal Tzibur, Tanai Beis Din, not a Din Dor Raisa. So how are we darshing Pesukim over here? Rabbi Shimon says, Beferish, only Tanai Beis Din. Says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yavo, Shnei Takanos Havu. There were two steps of Takanos. Number one, the Din Doraisa was Mid Tzibur. Like we darshan these Pesukim, that it's supposed to be from the Tzibur, that's what Rabbi Shimon really holds. But then they made a Takana, Kivin, the Chazu, the Kamidcha Kalishcha, Takin, the Ligvi Miyarshim. Once they saw that there weren't that many communal funds and it was going to be a waste of the money, so they made a Takana to bring from the Yarshim. Kivin, the Chazu, the Kapashiba, Ukmu, the Doraisa. Once they saw that the Yarshim were being Posheya, the Yarshim weren't doing their job, they went back to the Din Doraisa. And that was the Tanai Bezen element, that it was a double Takana, one to move away from the Din Doraisa and one to move back to the Din Doraisa. Okay, we'll stop there.